Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Star 94.1. Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
On now. Tracking down the people who have ghosted you.
The Jeff and Jen Show is going ghost hunting.
Jen, today we are looking for a woman named Kristen. It is a classic case of we went out and had a couple great dates, and then they disappeared. David is our caller. Kristen is our missing person.
Well, she might not be totally a missing person. We'll find out the story. Hey, David.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show. How's it going for you?
It's going all right.
What did you do to scare her away?
I don't know. That's why I'm calling you guys.
All right. Well, we have a knack at getting to the bottom of this. So tell us about Kristen and how you guys met.
So we both work for the same company.
Okay.
And she lives in Birmingham. So I travel for work. I live in Atlanta, and I travel, and occasionally I would go to Birmingham, and we would, you know, go out for dinner, go hang out, you know, but kept everything purely platonic, you know, for the most part, because we were co-workers.
Okay.
And then she left the company, so I thought, well, great, now that she's not a co-worker, I could, you know, make a move. And that's when she just stopped responding to me.
Huh.
We don't even have to call her.
What?
I can figure this one out. Are you like superior to her in her company, or are you guys just coworkers?
I mean, I work in the corporate offices, but I'm not like directly in charge of her for any reason or anything like that.
Oh, all right. Never mind.
What were you thinking? What was your theory?
I was thinking that she was just trying to kiss up to like a boss who could get her promoted or something like that. But if you have no authority over her employment, then my theory is wrong.
So, David, when you guys went out to dinner and hung out those few times when she did still work for the company, was it flirty?
I mean, yeah, it felt flirty to me, but maybe I can't read signals like I once used to be able to. I don't know.
Okay. And so when we call her, what do you want us to find out specifically? What do you want us to ask?
Good question. I mean, I guess just, you know, did I do something to like offend her? Like, you know, was there something there? Am I making it all up? I don't know.
Can you tell us about the last interaction you had of any sort, like in person or phone or text? Or
I mean,
whatever?
Yeah, it was in person. I think we went out to dinner and just had a nice dinner and enjoyable conversation. And then, you know, I came back here.
So when you asked her on the date, it was via text?
Yes.
And you just got ghosted. No reply.
Yeah, no, nothing.
How many texts?
Crickets. That's the worst.
And how many times have you reached out to her via text without
replying? Am I going to say a number that's a bad number? I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe like four texts.
Okay. So it's not a situation. I don't think that's a bad number. I mean, unless they were all in the same hour.
What if her phone?
No.
What if her phone was a company phone?
Oh, does your company give you phones?
I mean, it could have been, but I thought I had her cell, but I mean, it might maybe she did switch after that. I don't know.
Because some people have only work phones and then separate personal phones. Maybe it was just her work phone that you had. Maybe it's as simple as that.
Well, we'll know.
We can reunite and make love happen right here on the show.
Well, we're going to know if the minute, because that, if that's the only number you have for her and that's what the number we call tomorrow and she answers, we're going to know immediately that not the case.
Good point.
That's not the case. Yeah.
That's true.
All right. Well, that's the way ghost hunting works. We're going to make the phone call at this time tomorrow. You'll get to listen in. We'll talk to her and we will find out from her exactly why she completely vanished.
Awesome.
All right.
Cool, David.
We'll talk to you again at this time tomorrow morning on the Jeff and Jen Show as we go ghost hunting for Kristen on behalf of David on the Jeff and Jen Show.
All right, coming up next, Kelly Cheese and JP hit up Music Midtown this weekend, and JP asked this question.
How does it feel to be naked in a porta potty at Music Midtown?
We're going to get the answer and hear what they did coming up next in 3 minutes on the Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
The Jeff and Jen Show, Star
94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.